Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and thanks for joining in to Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. This is Chef Kathy Hohmeyer, and today I have what I call Ingredients to Winter Wellness. It's an intro to my cooking classes for winter in here in the Adirondack Mountains. I live at a beautiful lodge called Lake Clear Lodge and Retreat. We're kind of near Lake Placid. Most people know where Lake Placid is, but if you're listening from the outside, that's kind of a general locator for us. And I do cooking classes right here on the lodge property as well as online. And for 2017, I will be offering weekly classes on Thursdays, generally on Thursday PMs, and then Sunday again when people want to call in for a Q&A. So you can log in live, you can watch the replay, and you can log in for questions and answers on Sunday. That'll be the general pattern with some variations, of course, with when we're open. But that's what I'd like to offer for this year. Today I'm talking about thermogenic foods and spices. That's the first, my first module on the ingredients to the winter wellness classes. Thermogenic foods, have you heard of them? They are generally talked about when somebody is trying to diet or burn fat. But here in the Adirondack Mountains, I invite you to expand your knowledge on thermogenic foods because they basically heat you up from the inside out. Now think about it. Why is a hot bowl of chili a common winter food? You make that much more in winter than you think about it in the summer. And part of it is because of those thermogenic spices. The lean protein, the cayenne pepper, chilies, all the spices, the cumin, all the spices that you would think of in chili are those thermogenic spices along with the protein, and that's one of the reasons they're considered a wonderful, nourishing, welcome food in the wintertime. Foods that are listed in the thermogenic category, basically, like I said, love to get rid of stored fat. And again, when we're a little less active in the wintertime than in the summertime here in the mountains, it's an awesome thing to know about as well. After eating food, energy is, of course, required to process it. This increases the metabolic rate and referred to as a thermic effect of food, or what they have also called diet-induced thermogenesis. But here's why the diet thing, or where the diet thing comes in, is that some scientists suggest that planning meals based on this concept may help you to control your weight. There's certainly a lot of information online for that, but like I said, thermogenic foods in the wintertime makes total sense to me. So, burning fat is a great thing for when we're not outside, like I said, as much as the other seasons. What are some more of the thermogenic foods? Some that you might guess, again, cayenne powder, hot peppers, chili powder, ginger, and mustard. Green tea, parsley, apple cider vinegar, celery, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts are some that you might not guess. And even more foods are salmon, berries, chili powder, and even lemon squeezed into a glass of water, which has gotten quite popular to alkalize you in the morning when you wake up. And for all you farm to fork people, you got to love this. And one of the best examples of thermogenic food is lean protein. So that would mean wild-caught fish and, you know, like salmon, as well as maybe a grass-fed beef. So, wow, with the chili, you get just about anything. As a rule, again, these foods stimulate metabolism, improve glucose levels, and remove water weight. Also, one that's suggested is that they clean fat out of the arteries. Apple cider vinegar has been suggested as a tonic, and I talk about live apple cider vinegar as a great way to make a salad dressing or use in other ways. But that's also one that's a probiotic, and of course probiotic, I always talk about probiotics. So that's another thing that has just, more of a positive note on its list of why you should get those. But not all the fat-burning foods have to be hot. Vegetables, which preferably raw because you're looking at those enzymes, also increase your metabolism. Again, I like to promote the probiotic foods and vegetables where you even get more vitamin C, which, again, in the winter is even more beneficial. So that's another class that you can look for me with all these wonderful things wrapped into one. Even grapefruit and oatmeal are on the list. So there's a great winter breakfast. Eating porridge, soaked and sprouted, the way that it should be. Again, another class in real foods, treating your grains properly, with a grapefruit in the morning may be more beneficial for us than we think, especially in the wintertime. And coconut oil is so on the list. It's a great wintertime addition to your diet. Many reasons for that I'm not even going to try and go into here. Turmeric is a hot topic in the nutrition field right now and is also considered a thermogenic spice. I make different styles of potato rosti that are on our YouTube channel. You can go check out and learn how to make a potato rosti. I use turmeric in that. It doesn't have too much of a taste, but it makes it a beautiful color. The yellow color, that's one of the spices that you're going to find in more of, you know, Indian foods and those types of mixes. So throw a lot of thermogenic spices in the winter months and burn a little fat while you're sitting in front of the fire and heating up from the inside out. If you want some more recipes with these style of foods, come into my class. I'll show you a few things that I'm doing with thermogenic spices, blending some together in different dishes. Very easy, and I've created just for this class. So log in. You can look at the schedule at www.nourishing9d.com. That's Nourishing the Nine Dimensions, 9d.com. Or give us a shout at www.lodgeonlakeclear.com. Or you can also give me a call. I'm usually at my lodge and in the kitchen. It's 518-891-1489. See you in the kitchen and stay nourished.